Hi everyone, this is Sardia from the Church Girl Podcast. Welcome back to my podcast. And today I'm just here to give you a word of encouragement, just to lift your spirit in this time of fear with the coronavirus and everything that's going on. Just trust in God and have faith. And just be happy and be grateful that you're alive and well. He's able to keep you. And don't forget to continuously read Psalms 91. Because that is a very encouraging Psalms in this season.
Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. 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 Because I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
If the Lord is your light and your salvation, don't be afraid to trust in God, even in this season when everything seems hopeless, when people are scared, when there's a lot of fear on this land. The Bible says that if we who are called by His name should humble ourselves and pray that He will heal our land. And when you say heal our land, it means not just a physical land, but whatever is in us, mighty God, that keeps us from being what He has called us to be, that keeps us from worshiping Him, that keeps us from being at his feet, to worship at His feet. The songwriter says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?" So if God is, and the psalm said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" So who are we to be fearful of what is going on around us? If there is fear that is present, there is fear that is absent. And if faith is absent, that means we don't trust in God. So we have to let go of the fear that we're feeling even now. We have to let go of it and hold on to the unchanging hand of God. Because only what we do for Him will last, even in this season. Hold on to God's hand. Last but not least, I'm just going to breathe a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, mighty God, you are so wonderful. My God, you're so kind. You're so loving, mighty God. Lord, I pray even now for the fear that is upon this land. God, I pray that you move upon your people. My God, I pray that we'll humble ourselves, mighty God, and come before you, mighty God, and seek you, mighty God, because we need you now even more than ever, Jesus. I pray that you touch our hearts, our mind, our bodies, and our spirits, mighty God, and let us line up to your will and to your way. Mighty God, open our minds, mighty God, and our hearts to worship you, God, and to glorify you. Mighty God, I pray against every fear, mighty God, that is upon this land, upon your people, mighty God. I pray that you'll touch them even now. I pray that we'll have faith in you, mighty God, that you will do what only you can do, mighty God. Whatever is going on even now, mighty God, help us to draw even closer to you, mighty God, and let it not be, mighty God, that even in this time, my God, as there's fear, mighty God, we draw close to you, and God, when the fear is gone, that we pull away, mighty God. But let us stay constant in you, Jesus. Let our minds be stayed upon you, God, and let our hearts, mighty God, we come against every fear, mighty God, every doubt, mighty God, everything that keeps us bound even now, Jesus. In the mighty name of God, we pray. God, just touch and seal every person in the hearing of my voice, mighty God. Remember them today, God, and their families, my God. Just protect them and cover them under your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.